Arizona Garage Door Technicians, Yvonne, how can I help you?
Hi, Yvonne. This is John with Local Splash.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I was just reviewing your account. I see that you reported your call tracking wasn't registering the calls that were coming in.
Right.
Okay, and it looks like they're working on it and reached a resolution there, so should be fixed. It looks like Manuel was working on it, but we did also receive a notification that you expressed interest in Google Verified or Google Guaranteed. Did you click on that on purpose, or was that unintentional?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because to my knowledge, I am Google Verified, and the last time I spoke to someone, they said it wasn't registering for you guys, but I want to make sure that's all good.
Well, you're verified, so you were already shown on the first page by the 4th of this month, so you've been on the first page.
Okay.
You only get on the first page if you're verified. I think what's confusing is because Google has a program, they changed the name of it just on October 20th, about a month ago, and it's called Google Guarantee, or was called Google Guarantee, and they changed the name to Google Verified. They like remove that guarantee word. And so Google Verified, it's separate from your Google Business page verification. So you're verified in that way, but it has been causing a lot of confusion with business owners lately that they've made that change. The Google Verified program, or previously Google Guarantee, is Google's pay-per-lead program, where they're actually pre-screening the leads and then they hand them off to you with the customer live on the line. So they used to guarantee those leads. I don't know if that was something you were genuinely interested in. But yeah, it's pay-per-lead program. So it's very similar to what you have, except for the Google Guarantee people will be at the very top, even above like the sponsored Google Ads people. So they show up in front of everyone. And then if the customer wants the Google Verified contractor and the insurance that Google gives them for going with that contractor, they'll apply for it, and then we pre-screen them and then bring you on the line to schedule the appointment or see if it's actually something you guys want to take on.
Now, do you know what the average cost for those leads are by chance?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a live chat right here. I can pull it up for you. Give me one second. Okay. And do you want to focus on just repair or installation?
Really both.
Okay. Let's do garage door repair and Wall Valley and surrounding areas of Arizona. Okay, I got the requirements here. Tucson, Sierra Vista, Arizona, keyword category. Estimated cost per lead are $56. It says 38 to 56.
Okay, and that's for the repairs?
No, so that I just put garage door instead of typing in repair or installation. I think that's why it gave me that variable. I think repair might be like the $38 range, and then the installation will be the $56 range. The way I always do it is I take the high number, and then it's like, okay, if you end up getting more leads than that high number, then, you know, it works out. Because they typically want you to set aside a 13-lead budget. You wouldn't have to do that today if it's something you guys want to do. Today, to get started on it, you would just need to pass the background check. And so the background check is just making sure you guys didn't have any felonies in the last 7 years. You have, like, the license requirements. It says you need one of the
following. Okay, so actually, this all sounds familiar. So we started that process, and honestly, I got stuck and gave up. And so I don't know if that's something you guys can help with, because we were literally on the last page that says, wait for an email from Google-verification or whatever it was, and it never came. And I reached out to support several times, and they're like, oh, well, fill out your application here. And it would take me back to the same page. And so I got stuck in that loop and just
got annoyed. For Google Guarantee local service ads?
Yes. Now okay. That all sounds familiar. We had to submit driver's license and background check and and we had to submit our license information and all of that. And so I think it got stuck at like 90%. And then that last thing was just wait for an email.
Wow. So you just got stuck right on the application. Like you didn't even start the background check.
Right.
Okay.
No. We did do the background check. The background check has a green check mark, good to go. License verification has a check mark, green to go. Insurance had a good to go. Okay. Just that last thing.
Okay. Let me find it. Give me one second here.
Okay. Let's see if I can find the email too. That might help. I got frustrated.
Yeah. Because if there's already a background check done, we can get Google to send a CID. We can complete it and then get you guys up and running a lot quicker. The background check is usually what takes the longest to get through. Sometimes for companies, it takes like a month just to get through the background check.
Yes. And so I went through all that. So on the top, because I took a screenshot and sent it to their team, it said, you know, on October 20th, the Google Guarantee, Google screened and licensed by, verified by Google. Badges were discontinued. However, if your verification is complete, you'll receive the new Google verified badge. And then it says billing information, proof of insurance, background check, business profile, customer reviews, budget, Garage Door Pro license. All of those they either done, verified, or passed.
Okay.
So then it says, check your email for a verification update. Let me see. Maybe if I go back to the page, I had just taken that screenshot and saved it. One second.
You could always send that into, I'll just put hi in here. 520-475-4141. Send just to refresh that. Looks like we got an error code for text messages there. They tried to send you a message today.
Oh, I got it. I had responded to them.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. Let me see, though.
Yeah, so you could always send them in right there. That goes company-wide.
So the customer ID, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, CID.
Okay. Here we go. So, okay, I just sent that over.
Okay. Got it. Okay. 384-732-5411. Okay, and where did you say you got stuck?
So all of those steps all say completed. Yeah, and so at the end of it, it has verified a blue check mark, and then it says, check your email for a verification update. You should have received an email from, and then it lists two different emails about next steps. I've checked my email for both of those, in junk, in trash, in spam, all of the above, and nothing has come in. And that's where I reached out to their support team, and they're like, oh, you need to fill out this application.
Okay. They're saying that if you issued a CID, though, it should be completed. I know once it's completed, they request an activation budget. The activation budget is usually 13 leads. So that's why I was telling you, I usually go with the high number just to be safe and make sure it gets activated. It's $56 is the high number on cost per lead if you're looking for installation as well. And then the activation.
I mean, we set it as $1,100 a month.
Oh, yeah, it should be plenty.
Right, yeah, because one of these check marks is bidding and budget, and it's $270 a week, $1,200 a month. And so maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it's already good. It just, when I go to this page, that's what it tells me. It says I'm only 89% complete.
¿89% or 98?
89.
Okay.
But it says the last step is to check for that email. Yeah, I've got my bidding strategy, the weekly budget.
Okay. Okay, so you're just missing the last step. Yeah, I got the live chat with the Google tech across the street for that department. So he's looking.
Oh, nice. Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice resource.
Yeah, we're partnered with Google. We're a premier Google partner. So if you look us up and then Google Building One, it's right across the street from us. That's the headquarters. We have to report to them. Okay. 5 weeks in. I'm surprised you didn't sign up for that through us. It was weird. Like, you got local SEO, Facebook, the website, and call tracking, but then there was no Google guarantee. I mean, you guys must have been working on that already prior, or maybe I didn't.
Yeah, we had already had it, and that's what I had told them. And they're like, oh, just wait, you should get it soon. And it was like, well, it's been a while now, and I haven't got anything, so. Mm.
Let's see if we can get in there and host it for you. I'll ask them. It was weird because we had a notification too, like you had requested more information regarding it. And then I was like, active client already. Because usually it's like a $250 application fee and background check. Like, we process it for the business owner if they don't want to go through all of it. And it's just a one-time payment.
Oh, okay.
But if you've already done all this, then there's no reason to do that. You can go right into just activating the account. But let me see here. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because $1,200 should be enough. A1 garage door service sets aside $5K, and Arizona's best garage door, they set aside $5K, and they're consistently active. I'm just wondering what they want for that last step. Shouldn't it need any more than that? Saying 728 would be the minimum starting. So if you set aside 1200, that's plenty. Okay. Garage door, Tucson, Olympus garage. Yeah, you should be there. As previously you guys were operating as unlicensed, I do see a notification as under that, but you sent in all the licensing and everything, obviously, right?
Right. Okay. Yep, and we have the green check mark for that also.
Okay. But was the certificate of licensing valid for 2 months before you did that?
I want to say it was valid in July.
July. Yeah, it should be fine. Usually it has to be active for at least 2 months. Let's see. And then there's a minimum requirement, 250K. I'm sure you have that. I mean, they don't even let you go any lower than that. Search these licensing. Make sure.
Yeah, because I had to submit the insurance and everything.
Okay. So, yeah. Insurance, license requirements, KB1, KB2, CR7, R62, CR60, C5. Specialty dual CR5, CR61, B3, or B general. Okay. It's got to have at least one of these. Yeah. Good there. It's not a problem. Background check passed. All right. Said that we could help him manage it. Still has to pay the application fee and go through onboarding. You can take a look at where she's at. And once we have access to her CRD, we'll be able to see more in-depth what's stopping from and where we can help. I don't know if you want to go through that. He's saying that he gets to a certain point and he can't access it any further unless he is actually one of the managers of the account. So he won't be able to see it how you're seeing it right now. He said, if you want to do this, this is exactly what he's saying. Like, we can help her. She still would have to pay the application fee and go through onboarding. So you won't have to go through the background check, which usually takes like a month to get through because you've already done it and it's already in there. But they want you to go through onboarding, which is, you know, a phone call interview, basically, where you'll sit down with that representative that I'm talking to. And then he can look at, like, where you're at with the account and then obviously process it. He said all we need is access to your CID, but I already sent that over and you already sent that over as well. So it should be a pretty quick process. And then from there, he said we'll be able to fix it and go ahead and get it activated.
Okay. So I think what I'll try to do first is just call Google one more time and see if they can just help me get through this last step. Because I've done all the hard stuff at this point.
He is the Google rep. So that's what I was saying. Like usually to get a hold of them, it's a nightmare because they don't usually focus on that. But they do have a department that'll professionally host it. And you could also get it professionally hosted through us here at Local Splash. And that might be what you need. You might need somebody to manually get in there and fix it, especially if you're not like receiving the email. So I'm not going to advise you to like not call Google. Definitely go ahead and try. But you know, the hosting, you know, they're going to ask you for that one-time application fee. I could probably get it lowered for you since you're already a client of ours. Probably get it down to like $150 if you need.
Okay.
But yeah.
Now, is it guaranteed that we can get past this?
Well, yeah. So you've already passed the background check. That's the only issue. So all we have to do is get into your CID and then they'll be able to continue the process from there. So it's not like it's going to take you a month, 2 months, you know, and you've already set aside the budget. If they get into it and they find that they have to create a whole new LSA or GBP, it doesn't mean that you're going to have to go through the whole background check again, though. You get what I'm saying? So regardless, it'll be in a timely manner. You know, that's the only thing that's so time consuming.
Yeah. I mean, if we can see if we can get it reduced, I don't know. Just paying $250 to me seems silly when I've done all the legwork for the most part.
Let me just ask him. I still have the window open, so let me just see how low, and I'll advise that this is already an active local SEO client. Give me 1 second. Okay, let's see how low. Where'd it go? There we go. Come on, wake up. It was just green, like they were actively staring at it and the little bubbles were popping up and then he stopped. There's another, okay, here we go. No, there's a girl on this one. Amy. Okay. What happened to Manuel? Where's Manuel?
He moved on.
Yeah. No, he'll come back on here. It's just, you know, they don't know if once they send something, if it's resolved or not. He might be looking at another screen, too. The guy's got, like, 3 monitors and a bunch of pages up. Gets calls randomly. Okay. The human machine. Okay, there we go. So yeah, I could do 150. I could get it lowered to 150.
All right, let's just go ahead and do it then.
Okay.
Because I want to get past this step, and like honestly, I got frustrated last time.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
You only have to get through it once. That's the crazy part. And it's like you've already done all the heavy lifting. So once you get through, you're Google verified always. You won't have to go back again. Okay. So let's just knock it out, and then it's one less thing you'll have to worry about. And then you have hosting around the clock. The activation budget, they're probably going to have you transfer the activation budget. So none of it's being spent within there. They'll walk you through how to do it, though. You can just pull it out of there and then resubmit it. So let me go ahead and do this. And then when can I schedule the onboarding call?
Let me see. I have to leave for another meeting in about an hour. So let me see what Monday looks like. Oh God, Thanksgiving next week. Oh,
that's right. We can always do it like today.
Realization. No, it's okay. Monday would be great. I'm actually pretty open Monday, so that would work.
What time? You tell me.
10?
10 o'clock. All right, you got it, Yvonne. I got you locked in for 10. And then Marcus Jenkins, that's the partner?
He's the owner.
Owner. Okay, got it. Yeah, because it's like, why do you have Yvonne on here for Marcus Jenkins? I got you. I'll fix it. They're just getting confused.
Yeah, because I do all the office stuff. He does the legwork.
No.
I just don't do the physical stuff.
No problem. Monday at 10 o'clock, I got you locked in. We'll send an email confirmation to the appointment, and then they'll send a text message about 1 hour prior. So look out for the invoice receipt.
Okay, is it a?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Is it a phone call or is it a Zoom?
It should be a general phone call.
That's fine. I just want to make sure.
They're not going to do video meeting. If they do, you'll have a notification like way prior, and then you can like accept or decline it. So they're not going to catch you off guard.
Sounds good.
Unprepared there. All right.
And then for that 150, do you just charge the card I have on file already with you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Because there's already a card on the account under MasterCard ending in 2196. So they'll go ahead and process
that's
it.
That one works.
Yeah. And then
can you email me a receipt for it, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I process it here, here, let me just go ahead and do it. It's going to automatically come through to you.
Perfect.
LSA application setup fee is how it will be listed. And then that's cleared. And then the receipt will come through automatically. And then just to confirm, so it's going to go to azgaragedoortex@gmail.com.
Yep, that's the right one.
Okay, perfect. So that should be there shortly. And then the client interview is locked in for Monday at 10. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just feel free to reach out. But I'm going to... I've already sent over the CID. I'll walk across the street at about 11:15, and then I will continue the process. So I'll manually get in there for you and make sure we get this pushed through as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. Beautiful. Thanks so much for your help.
No problem. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.